أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لتركبن طبقا عن طبق. There is the same ayat that we had read yesterday. A very beautiful explanation, not of the ayat, but Hazrat Maulana Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi is given, by which we can also understand this journey of mankind, which mankind is undertaking. And we will be able to understand this ayat more clearly, and also the importance and the relevance of this ayat to us in every aspect of our lives. Hazrat Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explains, our journey of life is in 6 stages. And this journey starts right from the beginning where Allah created our ruh. That time we, as we are now, we were of course not existing. That ruh was so small, so fine, that even with a microscope you could not see it. And it needed something to live in. Like now, our ruh is living in our body. The ruh cannot live on its own. It needs a body, a vehicle, a transport to get on with its journey. So at that time it was all the arwah that were supposed to come right till the day of Qiyamah. And everything that has got a ruh, for example, animals, insects, all also have got a ruh. Even plants have got life in them, and that life is not the outward life that we see. It is that inside ruh. Our life is also not what we see as one another we are seeing, it is the ruh. The minute the ruh is gone, we are not in existence. Then we are taken to the qabristan and we are buried. So our life is not our life, it is what we see. It is that ruh that is in existence. And for how many thousands of years that ruh remained there in alam-e-arwah, we don't know. We have got no idea whatsoever. It was even before the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, because Adam alayhi salam's ruh was also made there. Before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had made Jannat, Jahannam, and there is life in there also. There was ruh there also. So only Allah knows how long. That was the first stage, however. So that's very, very, very small ruh, but it's very, very small thing in which it lived. It stayed there for so long. Then when Allah, now the time came to transport that ruh to this dunya. So Allah Ta'ala first made the child in the womb of the mother. And after about 4 months or so, the child was completed. That is this body that we see. That was made, but there was still no life in it. Everything Allah Ta'ala had made in there, the eyes, the heart, the lungs, everything. But nothing was functioning. There was no life. Then after about 4 months or so, Allah Ta'ala transported that ruh and transferred it here into that little child. Then life came into that child. The mother started feeling movements also within her. She went for checkups, and they also checked up that there is movement in the child, that the child is in order, it has got life in it. It stayed there for about another 5 months. So the ruh only stayed there 5 months, the baby was there for about 9 months. 4 months without life, 5 months with life. So that was the second stage. And now, compared to the first place where the ruh lived, this place here became much more bigger. That small baby, so small, so tiny that baby, but it is perhaps millions of times more bigger than from where the ruh came. Then the time came that this, now that was the second stage complete. The third stage came when this child came now in this world. And here it is living now, and this is between roughly 60, 70 years more or less, the age that is of people. Some are more, some are less, but that is the average age. So this is the third stage now, that we seeing one another, we are sitting here, we are seeing one another, but the real life, we must not be fooled, is not this body, it is the ruh. And the ruh is going to carry on its journey. This body is going to get finished, illa masha'Allah. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and those people whom Allah has destined that this body of theirs remain. Otherwise, another body is given, which is somewhat like this body, somewhat it is different. And then it goes into the fourth stage, that is alam-e-barzakh. That is also a world like this world, and which is after this dunya. And this year, our little life of 60, 70 years is the most important. And this is where we make or break it. And here, if we realize that this body is not the important thing, The house we build for the body is not the important thing. The food we give to this body is not the important thing. It is the ruh. That is the most important. And for that we are going through this journey. Generally, the whole of mankind, in fact everyone, Allah makes everything easy for them. If we also have to think, we are toiling in this world. We have to be at work, especially those who are working under somebody. They've got the pressure of their boss, etc. We are going through all this. We come home, we have to face the family. We have to be feeding them. We have to be protecting them. Man is going through this toiling all the time. And today a time has come where unfortunately, women also have to face this. And there are those single parent, that she has to earn also, she has to come home, see to her children also. It is really very, very hard. But Allah makes it, and almost everyone just takes it in the stride. If we have to go to the refugee camps, it doesn't mean everyone is there, that person is despondent, he's depressed. You'll see the people are laughing, talking also there. You'll see the children playing also there. So life is going, so Allah gives that support to everyone. But it is difficult things that we are going through, though we don't really realize it, and life is carrying on. So like that, the life of the Akhirat will also carry on. It is only more difficult also. And it, but Allah will give that support and make it easy. But this life is also the most important life. It is very short compared to Alam-e-Arwah. Nobody, we don't know how many thousands of years we were there. Then comes Alam-e-Barzakh, the life of the Qabr, which is the fourth stage. And there, it will also depend how we lived in this world. What preparations we had made for that life there. According to that, that life will pass. And after that comes the fifth stage, which is the day of Qiyamah. And which is Mahshar, when Allah will resurrect everyone again. And there we will have to face again everything according to how we lived here. Those who lived righteously, may Allah make us amongst those, that our niyat is also good, our heart is good for everyone, and our heart is good for Allah and for people also, for our families also, and there we are successful. And unfortunately, if we did not make it here, then it is extremely, extremely difficult and hard there, very, very hard times. So that is the fifth stage of the journey of the ruh where it will fade. And it's a long, long time also. And after that, when all those, and the day of Qiyamah itself has got so many stages, where the actions will be weighed, where a person will have to cross pull sirat, and there also it is a long, long journey, and all those difficulties and hardships. And or the questioning in front of Allah Ta'ala, Hisab Kitab in front of Allah Ta'ala, is there are various departments. Like for example, a person here wants to start some business, whatever, in the medical profession, in the law profession, and in order to get his license, in order to get permission, he has to go through so many departments. He has to go to this department, he has to go there, he has to go there. It has to be approved everywhere. We don't know on the day of Qiyamah how many departments there will be. Where we will have to go to get things authenticated, to get permission that our things are right. It isn't just a simple journey. That is what Allah is explaining. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ. You will ascend all the time, stage after stage you will ascend. And then the sixth is the final stage of mankind, and it is Jannat. May Allah grant us all Jannat, save us from Jahannam completely. We, our families, the whole Ummah, the whole of mankind also, and all of Jinnat also. And we should make dua for the whole of mankind, we should make dua for all of the Jinnat also. And whatever effort we can make in whichever field to serve mankind, to serve the Jinnat, that we all can come out of Jahannam, be saved totally from Jahannam, and that we all go to Jannah. So that will be the last and the final stage, and that will remain forever and ever. So in this ayat, Allah says, in this way, we will all go stage by stage, we will be ascending, and this journey of ours will carry on. It must not happen that we just become oblivious of this. And we only think of that the end of life is the end all and be all. In fact, in one sense, that is the beginning of our journey. Though our journey started from the time Allah created the ruh, and we should try and make this known to our families, friends, and let everyone know that our destination is not mort, it goes beyond that. So, and that we have to prepare for that, and we get this reality which is a stark and hard truth which is staring us in the face, but we are just turning a blind eye, as though we just have to live for this dunya and everything is just for this dunya, whereas in reality we have to be living for the akhirat. We are not living for ourselves, we have to live for Allah. And Allah gave us a perfect model in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we have to follow. May Allah bless us with this and prepare accordingly.